Good day. This is the Farm Market News Morning Show, broadcast number 55 for Friday, September 11th. I'm Phil Frantz-Workington. Ice Futures Canada canola contracts were bouncing around both sides of unchanged Friday morning in thin and choppy activity, as participants are busy adjusting their positions ahead of the USDA's much-anticipated monthly supply-demand report that will be released later today. Canola is steady to up 70 cents, the November contract up 40 cents at $467.30 per ton. After hitting their poorest levels in over 3 months last week Friday, the canola futures have spent most of this week correcting off those lows. A lack of aggressive farmer selling despite the mounting harvest pressure helped underpin canola as well. Gains in Malaysian palm oil provided some spillover support, but Chicago soy oil is down to start the day. The general technical downtrend is also still in place for canola, and that could be making the bounces seen earlier this week a selling opportunity from a chart perspective. Milling wheat, durum, and barley are all untraded. In the U.S., soybeans, corn, and wheat were all mostly lower, with positioning ahead of the USDA report a feature. Soybeans are down 4 to 7 cents, the November contract down 7 at $8.67 per bushel. Corn was down 3 to 5 cents, the December contract down 5 at $3.69 per bushel. Average trade guesses are calling for downward revisions to both the soybean and corn yields in the U.S. compared to the August report. But the uncertainty ahead of that report is keeping some caution in the futures now. Weekly export data was released this morning, with soybean sales coming in well ahead of trade guesses, and that helped provide some independent strength for soybeans. Corn business, meanwhile, was much more subdued, with cancellations in the old crop and new crop sales at the low end of expectations. Wheat futures, they're down 4 to 6 cents, the December contract in Chicago down 6 at $4.71 per bushel. Wheat sales were in line with expectations but are still light overall, as U.S. wheat remains overpriced internationally. Ideas the USDA will raise its ending stocks projections for U.S. wheat were also bearish. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Friday morning, September 11th. In Winnipeg for Farm Market News, I'm Phil Frantz-Workington.